So on the morning of an annual meeting, it's tradition that rather than a sermon on this Sunday, a rector gives what is commonly known as the State of the Parish Address. This being an unusual year already in 2021, on top of an unusual year that was 2020, and our annual meeting following this service, I'm going to try to keep this address brief. Honestly, I can hardly remember back to the start of 2020. I'm sure it began like any other year. I know we were worshiping together in our beautiful church. I'm sure we had plans for the year ahead of us. I know we planned on doing a couple of fundraisers to help meet our tough budget year ahead. I know we had gathered at one point to talk about faith in action and how we might do things differently. Several of us were given a small pot of money to go out and do something that involved interacting in our community in some kind of significant way, building relationships and seeing how we might make a difference. We had until September to do something, and then we were to come back and report on that experience and what we learned and what we might do in the future as a congregation. I know we had plans for Holy Week services and our annual agape meal, for Easter services with a full church and an Easter egg hunt. We had plans for adult forums and our last Sunday breakfasts, for youth group outings and Sunday school that gathered in person, for concerts on our lawns and worshiping on the lawn and being joined by the hot jazz group. We had plans for our parish picnic, for Bible study and book group in person, for that knitting group meeting once a month, for Carol's Closet, welcoming people into our church, for our blood drives. We had plans for a Christmas pageant at Beacon Woods and the cookie drive or cookie swap at Kay's, for a Christmas service with candles and beautiful music and a festive 12th night celebration. And I'm sure I'm forgetting things and that there would have been others that we hadn't even thought of yet. And yet, even though most of these things didn't happen, or if they did, they took place in a way back a year ago we couldn't even imagine, hello Zoom and Facebook Live, we not only survived 2020, but we did so better than I think any of us imagined we could. We stepped up as a community. We reached out to one another, making phone calls, offering to run errands and even drive folks to appointments, sending notes to one another. Carol's Closet had folks who were not at high risk of getting COVID, or if so, of being very sick, step in and keep it going throughout this pandemic. The bread drop-off from Panera started up again as soon as Panera reopened. And the new feeding program happened, joining other faith communities in Glastonbury. Excuse me. Worship happened every day. And we did Holy Week, Easter, Celtic Vespers, Christmas with a Christmas pageant, all virtually. We have Bible study every week, and a book study every other Thursday morning. We had folks respond to the killings of Breonna Taylor and George Floyd by saying, this is enough, that we truly had to figure out how we strive for justice and respect the dignity of every human being as we are called in our baptismal covenant. And some of us joined the march in Glastonbury, and the vestry voted to purchase and display our Black Lives Matter sign. And the vestry read How to Be an Anti-Racist and is figuring out how we live into that. And our book group read I'm Still Here, Black Dignity in a World Made for Whiteness. And St. James is participating in the region's program, Sacred Ground. And people paid their pledges, and some paid extra, and others sent in contributions. And folks paid their Joining Jesus pledges, which allowed us to get our roof done, and the trim work done around the church, and to start looking at the work we need to do to reopen our church safely. And we are so extremely grateful for all. 2020 was a challenging year, but it showed us that we are more than a building. We are a church made up of God's people devoted to serving our Savior Jesus Christ, no matter what the challenges are before us. And because of this, 2021, though not as back to normal as we had hoped, will not lessen our commitment to serving Christ by loving our neighbor as ourselves, fighting for justice for all God's people, caring for those in need, and supporting our church and one another.